Dallas school board candidates must live in their district for at least 6 months to be eligible to run. Laura says she'd heard rumors Solis was not in the district the required number of months when he filed to run, and says further research supports the assertion. So she filed a civil lawsuit.
I know that there are some former cases of this happening. You know, if he's a legal resident, then fine. And if he's not, then, you know, we will deal with that situation as it arises.
Candidate Miguel Solis says his opponent is wrong. He's lived in the district nearly all of this year.
I feel very confident where I stand, and I know I've met all the legal requirements. To be honest, I think it's a desperate attempt by a desperate campaign. And they're trying to win in the courts where they're not winning in the field.
A legal residency case like this arose in 2007, and a school board candidate was forced off the race. But another similar accusation in 2010 didn't hold up in court. Solis says he's getting a lawyer. He or his attorney have 20 days to respond to the suit. Bill Ziebel, KERA News.